The Lord is sweet and righteous, therefore he will give a law to sinners in the way. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear faithful, today is the great feast of hope for mankind, the feast of Sacred Heart of Jesus. And more and more, when the centuries of the Church passed by, there was a great need for this feast in order to do reparation for all the coldness which the world showed to our Divine Savior. Therefore, even though this feast is relatively new in the history of the Church, it is nevertheless as ancient as the Incarnation itself, instituted for the sake of telling to the whole world about the redemption and love of our Divine Savior. This feast comes after all the great feasts of our Lord, his birth, his growth, his passion, his death, resurrection, ascension, and Eucharist. And this feast also completes them, being the great message to the whole world about the birth, suffering, death, and resurrection of Christ. This devotion continued to grow already during Middle Ages, devotion to Sacred Heart, that is, and in the 14th century, Pope Innocent VI instituted a Mass honoring this great mystery of the Sacred Heart. But it was especially during the age of Protestant movement when this devotion began to be practiced very widely, and the reason was in hope of restoring peace to a world which was shattered by political and religious persecution. And then in the 17th century, this Sacred Heart devotion escalated because of the fervor surrounding the apparitions of our Lord to Saint Margaret Mary Alacoque. And he showed this humble sister his Sacred Heart in several visions. Our Lord revealed that the flames around the heart represented our Lord's burning love for all people, both the sinners and the saints. And the crown of thorns represented the sacrifices our Lord lovingly made on the cross for all of us, so that our sins would be forgiven. The most bitter opposition to this devotion, though, came to the group called the Jansenists. These, especially in France, where they hated the Sacred Heart devotion, labeling its devotees heart worshippers, and believed that this devotion was crudely materialistic and beneath them. And all was this because of their false doctrine of a special elect of a God, and if it propagated as it did the love of our Lord to all the people, it was cruelly despised, therefore, for those who said that God died only for his few elect. So that what is this feast truly symbolizes, the love of God in Christ for all people. And in our world, it is easy to become depressed or even afraid of all the calamities, all the sins, and all the tribulations which keep escalating upon the all men. And it is easy to become frightened of the final judgment of God. But when a sinner and when he puts his hope and his trust to our Lord's love and to devote himself to his Sacred Heart, he needs never to be afraid of a divine wrath. I'll tell you a small story about this loving trust in the mercy of God. There was once a famous monk named Abbot Joachim, who was the head of the monastery on Mount Sinai, And it happened that one of his monks was in near death, but unlike most dying people, this monk showed no anxiety. In fact, when he was dying, he was unusually cheerful. Abbot Joachim, who was a severe and austere man, feared that this monk did not realize what death meant. So Abbot Joachim reminded the dying man that immediately after death there would be a strict judgment, which even the just had reason to fear. He further pointed out that it is a terrible thing to fall into hands of the living God. The monk thought about it for a moment and then said, "Father, will Christ keep his word?" "Of course," the abbot replied, "Christ will keep his word." "Well then," the monk said confidently, "I need not fear. Didn't Christ say that if we judged not, we would not be judged, and if we did not condemn, we would not be condemned? Didn't he say that if we forgive, we would be forgiven? On entering religion, I was told that charity was the principal point of our life. I have tried to be charitable. I have never judged or condemned. I have always forgiven. Therefore, I need not fear." By this time, there were tears in the eyes of the abbot, who assured the dying monk that he certainly need have no fear. Dear faithful, how well is the love and how great is the forgiveness of Almighty God, so greatly showed in the devotion to His Sacred Heart. When we lovingly act like He did, that is, forgive all the offenses which have entered into our lives, we truly have nothing to fear in this world. Even though God is a terrible judge to unrepented sinners and those who unfortunately abandon Him, for us He is the most loving and most forgiving Father. After all, for all these centuries He has consented of staying in the tabernacle, to be reposed there, to be always there, that we can show our love and veneration and receive Him in the Holy Eucharist. What more proofs or what more demands might man have for the love and redemption and forgiveness for offer from God's side? The centuries of the Roman Empire were truly dark and cold times, but it was because of the preaching of the love and forgiveness and heroic sanctity of Christians that the world was truly changed. And no matter how bad the world gets, if there still are Christians who are ready to show devotion to Almighty God, who are ready to remember our Lord in their daily lives, and who are ready at least strive to always forgive and forget all the offenses committed against themselves, it is truly that the Sacred Heart has conquered all the hatred and darkness in the whole world. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.